Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Okay, good afternoon. Keith Over, broadcasting here live at DeVille Square with Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in our studio today, Landrum Human Resources, Mr. Gerald Hall. Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome, Keith.
I'm surprised you even have time with all the stuff you have going on.
We're a little bit busy, but you know, you make time.
It's yeah. Good. And Amy Williamson,
hi.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're most welcome. You have been great entertainment while we've been waiting for Gerald to get here.
Thank you. I try.
All right, Gerald, let's just get right into it, man. Tell us about Landrum.
Well, Landrum Human Resources, we're a 45-year-old company here in Pensacola. And when folks hear that we're 45 years old, they a lot of times kind of give you a funny look. But our company was founded in August of 1970, so we've been here a while. We do a few things at Landrum. We own a staffing company that has been here. I think they've been around for over 40 years as a division. And that's probably what we're most widely known for. And I think it's because, you know, thousands of individuals have come through Landrum staffing over the years. But that's about 5% of the revenues.
I was going to say, you guys do a whole lot of other things.
We do. We, outsource human resources for small businesses. And we started that in 1983. And it's grown from, you know, a handful of folks at the office to we have about 140 internal employees, and we outsource HR, benefits, payroll, workers' compensation insurance, health and retirement benefits for a little over 700 companies comprising.
Oh, is that all? Just 700?
With about 12,000 client employees.
Wow.
And they're all over the country. We have clients in, I think, 47 states as of right now. So, you know, based here, it's a perfect economic development model. Based here in Pensacola, our core employees are here, and we work with companies all over the country. And what we're finding is that small businesses are really good at being small businesses, and with increased compliance from government and increased competition for talent, it's really hard to manage the business of being an employer, and that's the HR and insurances and things. And so by pooling all these folks together and, you know, utilizing resources of our team, we're able to help small businesses compete with the bigger ones.
Yeah, because you get so much to take care of, paperwork-wise, trouble-wise. I mean, just having it all wrapped up and sealed and delivered by you guys just obviously makes sense, right?
It really has been a good partnership for us and our clients. And I'll share with you a quick story. A client the other day, they actually did an article for one of our industry associations. About 9 years ago, started working with us. They were $5 million in revenue and about 60 employees. And because they didn't have to staff up all the services that we do in part, and we allow them to focus on their business. 9 years later, they're a $24 million company with about 120 employees. The governor was just out cutting the ribbon at an expansion. And to me, one of the key things that was so telling and kind of gratifying was their HR director in large part attributes their growth to our partnership. They didn't have to worry about the back of house things and providing good benefits and getting good HR advice and helping them out of tricky situations. They were able to focus on growing their business.
Yeah.
And these guys make commodities. I mean, they make a product that it competes with Asia, and they're doing it right here in Northwest Florida. And so because they were able to focus on growing their business, in part because of the help we give them.
Sure.
That made me feel great, man, for them to acknowledge that.
And yeah.
We get a lot of that. So we're happy about what we do for clients.
Yeah. And well, and talk about a huge growth too. I mean, obviously you can't make that big of a leap if you're sitting in the back working on paperwork and stuff.
You know, they say, would you rather work on your business or
In your business? Yeah, that's it.
And you know, we might not be the right fit for every small business. Those of us in the sales department would disagree with that. but all joking aside, if we find a good partnership with small business, it really does work well. And they're long-term clients.
You know,
we've had clients still with us since our outsourcing departments or outsourcing division started in 1983. We still have a handful of clients.
Very cool. All right. So what are employers facing, you know, now that's going to need for you guys?
Well, I think there's a couple of key things that are going on right now. You know, we are back, at least in the panhandle of Florida and in South Carolina, where we have an office in Columbia and we have offices in Asheville, North Carolina, and Panama City. We're seeing the same things, maybe in different divisions, but we're back to kind of post-Ivan unemployment numbers.
Yeah.
We're at effective full employment. You know, if you want a job, it's pretty hard not to find one right now. And that's great if you're a job seeker. If you're an employer trying to attract talent, you know, most of the good employees are taken.
Yeah.
And, so trying to attract talent is tough, and trying to keep the talent that you have from being poached.
Yeah.
Is
I was gonna say that that's the word of the year right now is poaching.
You know, so we've got attracting and keeping talent, government compliance with healthcare, reform.
Yeah.
With the new wage and hour rules regarding overtime exemptions that are coming out next year. It's just more and more, regulations being put on small business. And,
yeah.
The current administration has stated that the Department of Labor will be a revenue generator for the government, and that's going to come off the backs of small business owners.
Yeah.
So, I think that's one of the key things that's driving our growth is, you know, they're just trying to run their businesses, and we can help them do that.
Yeah. So how are you guys helping people do that? You know, I mean, go ahead, Amy, jump in.
So one of the main things that we do to protect small businesses is we enter into a co-employment relationship, which ultimately means that we share the liability with them. And that's huge. For a small business owner to keep up with all of the changes in the laws and regulations, it's nearly impossible. What we do is we help protect the business from employee-related lawsuits and claims. Fun little fact for you. 3 out of every 5 employers are sued by former employees.
Wow.
So what we do is we put a bunch of protective measures in place to make sure that our clients are protected against those lawsuits and claims. And we're their partner throughout the whole thing because we've got skin in the game. They've got skin in the game. We share employees. And we want to ensure that their largest assets protected.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, these lawsuits that are happening are not because there's a bunch of bad operators out there. It's the number one driver of employment related lawsuits is well-meaning managers making mistakes that they don't realize can put the company at risk.
Yeah, at risk.
You know, sending somebody home because they're a bad employee. Great.
Yeah.
But depending on how you do it, can put the company at risk, depending what class, I mean, if they're in a protected class or do you have proper documentation, simple things that we can help coach them on, to help, you know, avoid those lawsuits.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah. Did they read the entire employee manual and highlight paragraph C, line 4, right?
Yeah. Subsection.
Yeah.
But part of that is training the management team as well as the owners and anyone who manages others to understand what the laws are and to understand how to keep the company protected and not exposed.
Right.
So a lot of what we do is training and educating our clients and their teams on how to protect the company.
Yeah, I think, you know, our differentiator, if you will, one of the things that makes us, you know, there's, you know, a handful of companies in town that offer a similar service on paper. Our difference for our clients is, you know, the 19 certified HR managers we have in our building.
Yeah.
That don't stay in our building. They go out and sit with our clients.
Do some face to face.
Absolutely. And sit down through, you know, a tricky meeting with an employee that's not going, you know, that's not performing. You know, we had a small business that, they were going to let an employee go and they really hadn't coached him effectively, and they liked him, but he just wasn't performing. And rather than what they would have done before they worked with us is, you know, kind of cut him loose and start over, our HR team was able to sit down with them and develop some metrics to measure performance and coach this person. And he's still there to this day. That was almost 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So you avoided a potential risky fire. You coached an average below average employee up to be a really good employee that's still producing for you to this day. So, you know, it's examples like that, that, you know, how we help them. Yeah.
And I think you just hit on a really key point too, that I think a lot of business owners may not take into accord, but you could be just as helpful for the employees as you are for the business owner. And I mean, I know to offer that kind of service to employees, I mean, I would say 9 out of 10 want to do good or better at their job. And if you guys have those kinds of things out there to offer, I mean, that's huge.
It really is. I mean, you hit on that. Not only, we bring hopefully a better package of benefits and things. Those are nice and those are important parts of it. But when you can sit down with a disgruntled employee who just wants that independent third party to have a conversation with about his or her manager or about their work situation, that's 99.9% of the time that stuff is going to stop right there. We're going to get involved, have a conversation and resolve it. And it keeps them from going outside of the company and getting an attorney or, you know, filing a claim.
Slandering names or any of that nonsense.
If they just want to have a conversation and resolve their issue, You're exactly right. The employees get just as much out of it, I think, sometimes more than the owners do, and the managers, because they get a third party voice of reason, if you will, to kind of mediate. And that's part of what our HR team does.
Yeah. Well, and that's always been a huge thing that I've seen in the corporate world, is you just get things get lost in that translation, whether it's the employee's emotion or whether it's the manager is just too busy or too tired or whatever. But some of that stuff just gets lost in translation.
And sometimes it's things that are going on outside.
Yeah. It's not even your job that's bothering you.
That are affecting them. And part of our benefits package, and this is part of the things we train our managers with, is we offer them an employee assistance program. So if it's going on outside of the office, we know it's going to affect them inside. And so training their managers that if they spot, that style of behavior, or they sense that something's going on, or an employee tells you something's going on, just reminding them that they've got that benefit, that they can get some help outside of the office, and, show that you care for the employee, and at the end of the day, get them back and be productive at work.
So, I know we've hit on how you guys are impacting businesses and stuff, but, let's talk about small business, because you're right. We've got a lot of it here, and the growth here, especially. What are you guys doing, and how are you impacting that?
Well, if you think of all the transactional things that a small business has to do with payroll and employment tax reporting and paying of, health bills, dental bills, negotiating the contracts. Large groups get more competitive bargaining power than small groups. That's just the nature of the beast. And so with our 12,000 employees and, a centralized payroll system, a centralized human resources department, certified risk managers to not only handle the claims if they happen, if somebody gets hurt on the job, but teach you how to avoid them and train your folks on how to be safe. So we offload all the transactional things that you have to do to be in business. And then we give them, a higher level of services. Your average small business can't hire a risk manager and an HR. Yeah. They don't need that person full time. They need them when they have issues, and we can solve those issues and help avoid them.
Yeah.
So a lot of the transactional things that are bogging employers down today, we can outsource and centralize.
Well, and it sounds like you guys can do it with a little bit of the bargaining power of large groups, because you guys have been doing that, and you're a huge company, and obviously the other companies you're working with, whether it's the benefits people or they know your name.
Yeah. We've been with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, for, I think, 28 years.
Yeah.
Now.
So when you call, they know who you are.
Yeah. Well, we've got a dedicated service team.
Yeah.
We're one of the largest clients they have in Northwest Florida, and they treat us well. We've been with Liberty Mutual for 26 or 27 years as our workers' compensation carrier. So, those relationships are over time are valuable to us, but it also gives us a great deal of resources to provide to our clients.
Yeah.
And I think it often gets overlooked that we have systems and processes in place to really make it easy for the business owner, so they don't have to worry about not only compliance and processing payroll and administering benefits, but we've got great technology. We've got great online systems to make it really easy and user-friendly for managers and business owners that, aren't very knowledgeable or skilled in that area. We simplify it big time for them. And then on the other side, the employees have some self-service options where they can go get information quickly about their benefits and their W-2 and information, and a lot of self-service there. So there's something to be said for the technology that we use as well, making it super easy for small businesses to compete with the larger companies that have tons of resources to throw into HRIS systems and technology that the small business owners don't have. So they just use our technology, and that's a huge time saving for them.
Yeah, and it keeps them out of everybody else's face, to be honest. I mean, I don't want to have to bother my manager to get my W-2 when I've lost it three times, which happens.
I was going to say, that sounds like an actual true story.
I'm sure it has, yeah.
Or how much PTO do I have?
Right.
You can just go check it out yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. So let's change. I know you guys have read the papers, seen the stories. There's tons of labor-related stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of these changes that have happened government-wise that you guys are now having, not scramble, for lack of a better word, but the business owners are having to scramble. Yeah. So,
the real easy one, and we're not going to spend a lot, but healthcare reform is really been in the news. But for most small businesses, if you fall under 50 employees, the impact really has not been as dramatic as we thought. Now, if you're over 50 or over 100 employees, the IRS forms you got to fill out, the tracking that you have to do,
yeah,
is monumental. And we do that for our clients. Obviously, you know, we make sure they have good data to give to their CPAs and file the forms. But you know, for the average small business, healthcare reform hasn't been nearly as important as some proposed legislation that's coming up in 2016. And that's that they're raising the wage limit,
yep,
on folks who can be exempt from overtime.
Yeah.
So where it was 23,000 and change, I think, Amy, something.
It was $23,660, which comes out to be $455 a week. The proposed change puts it at $970 a week, which is an annual salary of $50,440. Now, this proposal could change the number of overtime eligible employees by as much as 5.9 million employees. That is a huge, huge impact it's going to have on small businesses.
Yeah. And to give you a specific example.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we've got a client with about 300 employees.
Yeah.
And roughly 80 of those 300 fall under that threshold. So you either plus them up to 50,400,
not an option
for, you know, over a, yeah, third of your workforce. You figure out what the budget impact of overtime is going to be.
Yeah.
You do your jobs exactly like you did them last year, or you add bodies.
You streamline some processes.
Yeah. So that's a real application of, you know, a fairly large employer, 300 folks. But that's over a third of their workforce that's impacted. You know, a more realistic, you know, example is a small business owner with 20 employees and, you know, Mary's the office manager and she makes $40,000 a year and Bob's a service manager and he makes $42,000
right
a year.
But they're on salaries and they're working 50
they're
hours
working
a week.
50 or 60 hours a week and that just went away.
Yeah.
If you do it in compliance with the law. And so those are real examples of decisions that, you know, small business owners are struggling with right now. And it's only going to get, there's only going to be more.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not going to stop, are they?
I don't see any sunset coming soon with that.
Yeah. And, you know, I would honestly not, I know Ted spoke at the chamber thing and was like, you know, first of all, don't worry because if you're already a customer, we've been tracking all this stuff,
yeah,
for you and we got you lined up. But then you could see the other people start thinking and they started realizing, you know, that's a huge change, not just with this, but a lot of the other stuff that they were talking about that morning that I, as a business owner, had no clue,
yeah,
until he said something. And had I not gone to that breakfast, probably would not have known, you know?
And don't feel bad because you're
I am one
business
of the many, right?
Yeah. You know, we were in front of a law firm, with 250 employees in the Carolinas not long ago.
Yeah.
And it's September, I think, when we were visiting with them. And they were asking us about ACA tracking and how could we help them start tracking, which should have started back in January.
Yeah.
And their antiquated payroll system really didn't have good data because,
yeah,
the folks weren't tracking. It's going to be a mess. And,
yeah,
they're going to end up paying, you know, that's not a specialty that we do, go in and fix those things. But the accounting firm that works with them is,
yeah,
spend some significant time auditing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's sad. I mean,
it's time to make it spend growing their business.
Yep. Nope. It's put money in the government's pockets,
yeah,
because they'll find a way to tax them or find them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and you know it's going to happen. So be prepared for it and call Landrum, right?
Yep.
So, well,
one more other thing to note, that in addition to the overtime that we've been talking about, there's also a crackdown on the way employees are classified. There's a epidemic of 1099 workers out,
yeah,
there that are technically not 1099 workers. And this has been a huge revenue stream for attorneys on that.
Yeah.
So they are forecasting with the new changes in, this new overtime rule that, it's going to really increase the epidemic of litigation, employee-related litigation, in this country. So,
yeah,
it is imperative for business owners to know what they're doing or hire somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, because, yeah, you file the wrong thing and you're in trouble. So, well, I mean, obviously we've touched on some basics of what people benefit from partnering with you guys, but, you know, aside from don't get your butt in trouble, there's a whole lot of other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, it's small businesses. You know, we have clients that are 5 employees and we have clients that are 850 employees.
Yeah.
So really the size is not nearly as important as the fit. You know, if you're frustrated with, you know, high cost of health insurance and the managing of administering, you know, a good, robust benefits package for your employees.
Yeah.
If you're up to your eyes in compliance and just trying to get to your customers, you know, those situations seem to, you know, lend well for us to come in and partner with a company and work with them. And I think it's key to point out that when we work with a company, it's a co-employment arrangement and we work with them. But really, we're there. I say we'll be as involved or as uninvolved from an HR standpoint as we will with the clients. Some clients are going to need us more. Some clients are going to need us less and at different times. At the end of the day, our job is to give them advice.
Yeah.
We're going to give them that continuum of here's the riskiest thing you can do.
Right.
some of our more blunt folks might say, here's the dumbest thing you can
do. Yeah, that's it.
and then here's the most conservative bit of advice. We're always going to err on the conservative side of things because our job is to protect your business. And Amy alluded before, typically a small business owner's largest asset is that small business.
So, yeah.
You know, first do no harm. So we're going to err on this, you know, the conservative side of advice, which can frustrate some folks because they, you know, they're upset, they're emotional. And that's our job is to kind of bring some reason and remind them why we're there and remind them that we're here, you know, we're working for them. But at the end of the day that, you know, that owner can make their own decision. We're there for advice. You know, we're not going to dictate to them how to run their business. We'd be pretty poor at running 700 different businesses. But we're there as a resource and as a trusted advisor that they've hired. But our job's to give them conservative advice.
Sure.
Their job is to make that tough decision at the end of the day.
And good grow your business.
Yeah.
So walk me through the process of becoming a client with you guys.
You want me to get out the procedural manual?
Yeah, no. Go for it, man.
Well, you know, really,
and I'm asking this because, you know, as a business owner, if I'm a small business owner, I don't have a lot of time.
Yep.
I don't know what I need. So I'm going to call you and I'm going to, you know, want a product that I don't know I want. So, you know, from that aspect, walk me through what it takes to get you guys working.
Really, the first step is that, you know, we have a conversation with the business owner. Like I said before, we're not the right fit for every company. I got a friend that owns a business that, you know, for 13 years I've been at Landrum and everything's great. He didn't have any issues. Arrow's great. And that's cool. I'm happy for him. Not going to be a good fit for us because everything's fine.
Yeah.
But really just sitting down and having a conversation, you know, if we can understand what your business goals are, the frustrations that are going on within your specific industry, we work with a lot of different verticals, you know, the challenges that are going on internally inside your company and where you want to be in, you know, 1, 2, 5 years, the things that are going to be the most that you as an owner are going to be the most proud of. How can we help you get to those goals and achieve those goals? If we can find a good fit between the two of us, you know, they have a good fit for what we're offering and we have a good skill set to match up with what their goals and their needs are. Well, then we move forward. But really, you know, the toughest part about every salesperson's job is just getting an audience with a business owner. And if what you've heard, you know, sounds like something that might be of interest to you, we'll just have a conversation and see if there's, you know, a fit to move forward, then we can go through all the steps. And
well, and I guess that's sort of, yeah, Amy's raising her hand. Go ahead. You just got to jump in here, girl. They can't see you.
Yeah, Amy's going to have some steps, I'm guessing.
Well,
call Amy.
There you go.
Once a business owner decides, yes, I need help, this sounds wonderful, we have a whole transition team at Landrum dedicated to making sure that we have a smooth transition from what you're currently using to using Landrum systems and solutions. So we understand and recognize that it is a pain to have to move your whole process of how you run the business of having employees. We get that. We know it's not just a flip of a switch. But we have a very methodical approach and a holistic approach to making sure that it is a smooth transition. So we want to make sure that every I is dotted and T is crossed and that we're not dropping the ball on anything. So the transition is a smooth one because we've been doing this for so long that we've got the systems in place to make sure that we're taking care of those initial pains that happen when you make any sort of change.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, Amy. when you make a change, I mean, just change your email address,
oh,
Keith,
man.
Right?
How many steps do you have to go through for that?
It hits 100 things. And so when you're making a change as a business, we don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
It's an important change. And it may be the first time you've done that to work with a company. We do 50 to 75 of those every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jill Shelter, who's our transition manager, has been with the company for 21 years, I think.
She's done a couple too then, huh?
just about everyone since 2007.
Yeah.
You know, so
very cool
in that role. So we put a knowledgeable team in front of them. And we understand that, and we've done a lot of these. And so we know that making a change is not easy. I respect long-term relationships and loyalties to partners and companies that you've worked with. And when you make a change from one of those, we get that it's not a decision made lightly. So we're going to handle it. Trying to handle it as smoothly as possible.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously you want it as seamless and sometimes there's some people you just don't even want. The less that they know that there was an actual change, obviously the better job you did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for the most part, that's true. But since we are an integral part of the employee's experience at their job, integral, I kind of swallowed that word.
That'll work.
We do make sure that we personally sit down with all of their employees and tell them why the business has made this decision to use Landrum. We're not their boss. We're the HR department, and here are the resources that you now have available to you. Aren't you excited? And here are now the benefits. And here's this team of people just waiting to help you with your, insurance bill or question about your benefits or your coverage. So we like to, although we like to be seamless, like it just never happened. We like to make sure that the employees know who we are and how we are there to help them, and we take that off the employer's plate.
Yeah, and we're, you know, the two-part message there is that there was a business reason that the owners decided to make a change, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of employees don't really care. Some of them don't get it. Some of them don't want it, and that's okay. But there's also a lot of benefits for the employees. When we talk about, you know, having 12,000 people to go shop for benefits packages, we get some pretty good amenities for them with travel and entertainment discounts, EAP program, after they've been with us a year, tuition reimbursement and adoption assistance, in addition to, you know, life, dental, health, you know, 401k, things
like
that.
Yeah, the normal stuff.
But our 401k is awesome.
It is.
You can't deny that.
It is. And, you know, the most important thing that is utilized are the discounted movie tickets, you know.
So I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
You know, it is. It's the most active part of it. But Amy, you know, keyed in on their 401k. The average small business, you know, it's tough to offer a good retirement program. It's expensive. There's reporting. There's fiduciary responsibility, which means more liability for the business. And for a lot of companies, it's just easier to say, I'm not going to fool with it.
Yeah.
Well, there was a study done in 2014, I believe, that companies that that use a PEO like Landrum, are 40% more of those companies offer retirement benefits to their employees. Because if you join Landrum, there's no cost to offer our retirement. They can adopt it, you know, with no cost to the, to the employee. If you want to talk about retention of employees and keeping folks there, get them in your retirement system. They're far less likely to leave when they're invested in the company as well. And small business owners can offer that with us.
I just have to make a correction. There's no cost to the employer.
Right.
Not the employee. The employer. So there's a tiny cost to the employee, but that's just standard.
Well, but I mean, that's the cost of joining 401k.
Right. No cost to the employer. So that's not a business cost associated.
Not to mention just the wealth of knowledge that they will now have at their fingertips by picking up a phone. Because I know I've done it both ways. I've done it through an employer and I've done it on my own, and it was much more fun through an employer because you were easily, attainable, and two, I could ask questions all day long, whereas sometimes you do it on your own, you really just, it's a needle in the haystack.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of resources, and you know, our 401k partners are fantastic. They can go on their website, schedule a call on their own, and you know, get some financial advice. So, so the ability to offer those competitively without any risk for the small business really helps in the attraction and retention of employees. If you're competing for, you know, an employee and you offer a robust benefits package and the same pay rate as somebody who offers a pretty skinny one, those odds tilt in your favor.
Yeah. So I got a couple. I have sort of my own question here because I've heard this a couple times. So I heard it at the breakfast and I heard it at the I-10 Wired Summit when we were broadcasting there. But you at first talked about if you wanted a job, that there's one out there.
Yeah.
But the problem was we don't have the people to fill them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I wanted some clarification on that because it's not only that we didn't have the people, but it was the skills, right? I mean, it wasn't like the population, like we just don't have people. It was.
Well, I think there's two parts to that equation. Within certain niches, technology,
which is where we are growing really quick.
Yeah. There's definitely, we're going to be importing some talent. I know that, the folks at, workforce boards have been working with industry and education to try and make sure, you know, we're addressing the needs. We're trying to grow the manufacturing sector.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of, you know, CNC guys out there that have skills with that. So let's make sure we got, Boeing going in, and do we have enough welders to subtract them? So when you get within industries, it's specific to skill set.
Yeah.
But, you know, with 700 companies across all kinds of verticals, they're telling us increasingly that it's just tough to find good people. Part of that is finding people that want to work. I don't know that that's ever going to not be a challenge. But post-recession with, you know, a lot of benefits being given out by the government to folks who may or may not have deserved those benefits, it has increased the mentality of, I don't have to work. I can sit back.
I can hang out.
And that's tough when you're maybe trying to hire service workers for 10 or 11 bucks an hour because that's what you got as a budget to work within it. And that just really makes it tough to attract people. You know, in the height of the season, we see, you know, fast food restaurants and places like that offering sign-on bonuses and things of that nature to get workers. So, depending on the industry, it fluctuates, but it certainly is, an increasing challenge for small business owners finding and keeping good employees.
Yep.
So, you know, the onboarding, the paperwork, the backgrounds, all those things, just add to their work and we can take that off their shoulders.
Yeah. Well, and you guys have a staffing side to Landrum as well, right? So what are you seeing? And I guess it's sort of the same lack, I would assume, but are you getting talent coming to you that's, you know, we can sign up, you know, hey, these are the 10 things that I know I can do. And then hopefully hook them up with an employer.
Yeah. I think last week, Mandy would be upset with me if I didn't remember the exact, but it was over 100 people we put to work last week through our staffing division. I think she's got 140 job orders open. And that's a pretty static number for us over the last year or so. They're really working hard to find people and they're putting a lot of people to work. But it's challenging because we have a pretty high standard of who we're going to let represent us for our clients. You know, we're going to do background checks. We're going to do drug screens. We're going to check their references, which is great for our clients because they know we're going to send out quality.
And it's also one less thing I have to do.
And you know, the majority of our, when you say staffing, you think temporary workers, but the overwhelming majority of the folks we put to work are filling full-time jobs.
Yeah.
The employers, for the same reasons that they use our HR outsourcing, they don't want to sift through 500 resumes that don't fit. They want us to recruit, vet and send out, you know, their top two or three candidates and let them pick from, from two or three really good candidates, just find the best fit for their business. So, you know, staffing is booming, HR is booming, which means our small businesses are doing well. And that's a nice change of pace over the last couple of years.
Which now means we just need some more people to fill them, right?
Yeah.
Qualified people to fill them.
So get out of Atlanta, get out of Orlando. You don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, we were 8 on quality of life on the survey, I think, last week. So
small business,
bring it.
Small towns in America. Yeah. It's fantastic. Pensacola's, everything is ticking up and that's a good thing. So. If you're listening to this on the internet, get out of those towns. Come to Pensacola.
Yeah, come hang out. Gerald needs you. So, Amy, what have we missed?
You have done such a thorough job with this interview.
In radio, they call that kind of a turn-denying situation where she's researching to make sure we didn't miss anything and complimenting the host.
Waiting for things to buffer. So I'll tell you what, let's tell everybody where they can find you so if they want to sign up or get more information.
Yeah, go online at LandrumHR.com. You can find – click the Get Started button and send us a note. A couple of nice resources that we have on there is our HR blog. Our staff members, our attorney, our, you know, senior leadership, our HR team, Amy's got a blog post on there. We try and write, things that can be helpful to small businesses. And it's kind of neat when you track your Google Analytics and you see what pages they're reading and where they are. But it's got a good foothold. It's good information for small business owners to use, whether you're our client or not. So there's good.
Yeah, I was going to say you can read that right now on the website. Yep. You don't even have to be a client of you guys.
You can go to the Landrum HR blog. Everything's on LandrumHR.com. And if you want to have a conversation, just click the contact us, or I think it's called Get Started, Getting Started button that we have on there.
Yeah, like I think it is because I saw it. Actually, I was writing stuff up. It's on the top right corner.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and I noticed you guys had a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What's on that?
You know, we've got client
Gerald's music videos.
You really don't want to see
that. Yeah.
80s hair. No. You know, a couple of things that you'll find in there. Client testimonials, which we love that our clients take the time to share with other business owners, you know, their experience. You'll find when we do year-end webinars, and there's one coming up, I think, December 3rd, where we talk about, hey, here's what you need to know for next year. Here's the things you need to be preparing for. We usually host those out at UWF, and we'll throw them up on the internet afterwards. So if you couldn't make the webinar, you can go back and look at
watch it.
And just, you know, different informational things where we had one on ACA reporting. So lots of useful stuff. The occasional commercials in there, skip those, you know.
Yeah. That's Google.
Yeah. That's Google. But, we try and put the same information just out in a different, you know, instead of reading a blog, you can watch a video that discusses, you know, healthcare reporting or, you know, things of that.
Yeah.
Landrum also has a fabulous speakers bureau. So if anyone is looking for a speaker on various topics, we have some really talented speakers available to talk about not only HR and compliance, but social media, the laws regarding social media, what your employees can and cannot post about your company on their own device, on their own time. The laws are shocking and mind-blowing when you discover what those are. But we can speak on a wide array of topics. So keep us in mind if you're looking for a speaker for your association or business or nonprofit. We're happy
there you
to
go.
Help. Happy to help.
What you guys got any events coming up before the end of the year?
Every day is an event.
Every day. Sounds like it.
We do have a webinar coming up. I believe it's December 3rd.
Okay.
That you can go to LandrumHR.com and sign up.
Yeah.
If you want to receive information on it, and you'll get a login to watch the webinar. And if you can't watch it, you can always come back and watch it on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Which is free again. So, which I think is cool because you guys are providing really good. And I say this because I read some of the blog before you guys got here just to make sure I did my homework, but. A lot of useful information that is free to people.
Yeah. You know, we've said it for years that the only thing that we really have to sell is the expertise of our people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have 19 HR managers. We have half a dozen CPAs on staff, you know, certified benefits specialists, certified retirement specialists. We've got folks that are experts in their field, and we let them do their jobs, and that's helping small business owners stay out of trouble and get back to work.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and, you know, huge company in this town. You guys are all over the place. What did you say? 1940?
We've been around for 45 years.
45 years. And, that's a long time.
And, you know, the Landrum family is, I think you couldn't ask for a better place to work. We're a family first company.
Yeah.
We care about, you know, the community, gives back to the community, allows us to do things that give back to the community. And takes care of his people. We've got maybe 18 folks that have been with the company for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
I think 18's the number. And you don't stick around if it's not a good environment.
That's so very true.
Mr. Landrum and now Brett have done a great job
building
a good community partner.
Yeah.
And I've been doing my own experiment around town when I meet new people. More often than not, someone that I've met knows someone or has either gotten a job through Landrum or has been paid by Landrum and has Landrum on their paycheck. So it's really cool to be part of that.
It's huge. So thank you guys both for coming in today. I really hope that if anybody I hear in the next couple of days wants to, and I know some people that may need some speakers. So that when the fact that you guys did that just bounced across my head again, but you know, the next time I hear somebody saying that there's no jobs or I'm going to smack them. I'm just going to smack them and I'm going to give them your number, man. So,
we'll take care of them.
Yeah.
That may also involve smoking.
You know what? They're not my employees, so I feel like I might be safe. But and this would probably be some of my friends more than anything else, so it'd be okay to smack them. But again, Gerald and Amy, thank you guys for coming in, representing Landrum, and letting us know what you guys are all about. You guys can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter, at Facebook, Pensacola Business Radio, and our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, this has been Gerald and Amy with Landrum. You can find them at LandrumHR.com, and I'm going to leave the rest to your website. How about that?
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.